And then the next thing is follow-up, the last thing. Now, why do we lose business? Well, if you went back through your customer list, you would find that you have lost, over the last 12 months, 25% of your customers. That's average. Now, maybe not, maybe, you know, but 25%. Now, if you didn't have any new business over the next 4 years, you would literally be out of business. All your customers would be gone. Now, excuse me. Now, why do we lose customers? Why do we lose business? Well, they always have the reason, you know, service, something. So they always have some kind of reason. The real reason is, and I would bank my bankroll on this, they don't feel like you appreciate their business. They don't feel like you really appreciate, I mean, they should appreciate you, right? You give them this discount, this good service, all the stuff. But when they're writing out those big checks every week, they're saying, do you think my customers, you know, do they really appreciate me? And no, probably not. So we don't appreciate our customers. Now, what if we could really hang on to all the business that we have by building that wall around them and telling them that we really appreciate them, we want to do everything we can for them, and then at the same time go out after the new business and really show them every time you get a little piece of business from them that you really appreciate their business. What if we could do that? Well, we would have unlimited growth. Let me give you a small example. When I was in Orlando, after I was done being a distributor rep, I moved up to become a manufacturer's rep, and I had Central Florida was my area. I had one account over in Daytona, and this was my best account, and it represented 30% of my business. One of the salespeople called, and he said, Bob, he said, I just want to give you a heads up. Your competitor is coming in, and they're going to make a big presentation. They got their national, regional, local sales guys coming in. They're going to do this big presentation, and they're going to try to take away your business. And right now, you've got a half a truckload of ham in the cooler ready to go out of cold date. So you don't look too good. So I tell you. So I didn't know what to do. So first of all, I made an appointment 30 minutes before my competitor, see if I could hit them off at the pass. Then I was in this trophy store getting something else, and I noticed up on the wall there was a plaque up there, and that plaque said Distributor of the Year. And I thought, man, I need to make this guy Distributor of the Year, hoping nobody from my company would ever find out that I took it upon myself, you know, to make him Distributor of the Year. But this was emergency, call for emergency tactics. So I bought that plaque, had the guy make it right out there, put his name and everything right on there, right on the spot. And I had $2,000 FedEx, so I had some money to take care of that ham situation. I took my camera with me because I wanted to get a picture of me and him shaking hands and put it in the Southeast News. I knew somebody in Southeast News, hoping, you know, no with my company, they didn't read anyway because, you know, they would never see it. So I could put it in there and get a little extra mileage on it. So then I get there early, and there, in Daytona there was this restaurant. I think it blew down now, but it was on the top of a hotel and rotated around. Real nice place. So I went up there and got a $50 gift certificate made out to him and his wife. So I go into the account 30 minutes before my competitor. First thing I do is I give him $2,000. We take care of the hams, so that's not an issue. Then I said, because of these hams, everything else you've been buying, here's a plaque, Distributor of the Year. Wow, I didn't know it was going to mean that much. His secretary came in, took our picture. That was great. And then I said, because I appreciate your business so much, I got this gift certificate for you. I just want to say thanks. I gave him that. This certificate was big. I mean, it was big, pushed across the desk, made out to him. And it was, my time was up. He was walking me to the door. Now, he had his hand on my shoulder as we were going to the door. You could just feel the love between us, you know. It's just this kind of call. And I go out in the lobby, and there's those three guys out there, and they're all sitting there. They know who I was. They're sitting there with their arms crossed like saying, you know, we're going in there and just going to blow you away. And I'm thinking, you know, I just set the stage for you, buddy. Well, they got put out like at 100%. They had like three or four line items. I got those three or four line items. I got 100%. Now, that worked out so good that I had five distributors of the year in the same market that year. Everybody had a plaque. And I was getting to the point where I could present these at sales meetings, and, oh, boy, you know, really get some mileage out. Really appreciate the work you guys are doing, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And because of those plaques, I had the biggest sales increase in the whole entire company that year, and I was one of the sole winners of a seven-day cruise to the Caribbean for my wife and I. Just on those thanks, saying thanks, that's all. Make them Distributor of the Year. I had one account down there. It's called Southland Foods. They used to deliver to all the 7-Elevens, and I had their ham business. And oh, this was a good piece of business. I mean, but everybody else wanted it. Everybody was after that. And I had it, and I was trying to keep it. And we had a little few quality problems and things, and man, I'm telling you, it was, you know, tippy. And I needed to do something, and I'd already made him distributor of the year, so I needed to take it to a higher level. So I was looking at the numbers, and he had purchased 250,000 pounds of ham from me that year. 250, that's a quarter of a million pounds of ham. That's worth a plaque right there, wouldn't you say? So I went down and had this big oversized plaque made up. And this thing was a beauty. I mean, this had my logo and everything on there. This was great. So I took that into him, and I said, Rob, and his name is Rob Hoff, and he works at Cisco Cleveland today. I mean, he's you know, I just saw him here, you know, a couple of months ago. But I gave him that plaque. And he said, wow, he said, that's really something. He said, I'll tell you what, we're having a convention this Saturday night out at Disney World. We're having about 600 people there, all the store owners, managers, employees, everybody's going to be there. He said, why don't you come out and present it at that time? And, boy, wow, I thought, that's great. So I get up there, I get my 10 minutes after dinner, and get up there, and I had business cards on all, that's business cards all scattered all over the place out there. I said, you all pick up one of those business cards. If you ever have a problem, anything at all with that ham, any questions about anything, you call me personally. That's my personal number on there. You call me, and I will respond to you immediately. And I love you all, and I really appreciate your business, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Never lost that business all the time I was there. Now, this was a long time ago. I went back there 10 years later, that same building, and I go into the lobby, and there's my plaque still there. I mean, it was like returning to the scene of the crime. And it just goes to show you how much it means to a customer to show that you appreciate it. Now, you've got a restaurant association, but what do? They give recognition to the top 10%, the big guys. The mom and pops, anybody ever been in a small restaurant, you know how lonely a business it is. You know how it is that nobody cares about you. And with you've got a graphic artist on staff here that, you know, that's second to none, that can do things for you. What if you took a picture of that little mom and pop, and then you write a little history about how they started and everything, and then you put that in publisher, and then you had Robbie and, you know, all your, and then your salesperson and your management sign that and say, we really appreciate your business, have it professionally framed and present it to them. You'll never lose that account. That will be one big point up on your side of the scoreboard that's like a rock solid point that will anchor the business for a long, long time. So that's what it is to say, I appreciate it, appreciate it, appreciate it. I just want to tell you one little final story. My favorite motivation story, it's about this guy that was writing a book, and he was a journalist, and he was in the graveyard, and he was taking notes down off of the gravestones, and that's what his book was going to be about. It starts to get dark, and it starts to rain. Clouds start to pour. Well, he starts to run to his car, and he falls into his open grave, this open grave. And he's slippery because it's raining. He can't get out, and he's trying, trying, trying. Now it's pitch black, and he gives up, and he just sits back. Another guy in the same situation, he's running across the graveyard, and he falls into the same grave. He's trying to get out. And all of a sudden, he feels a hand on his shoulder. And a voice behind him says, it's no use. And all of a sudden, after that, he found what he needed to get out of that grave. He shot right out of that grave. He all of a sudden became super motivated. And that's us. The person behind us is putting a hand on their shoulder. That's the economy. The competitors are there out there telling us it's no use. But inside of us, I know it's there to jump out of that grave and really make a difference. And you can really make a mark in the next 90 days. You can set the standard. And for you new folks that are just starting out, hang in there. That's all it takes is to hang in there, hang in there. Make those calls every week, and don't set sales goals as much as you set activity goals. I am going to make 40 accounts. I am going to set my plan every week. I'm going to ask for the order in every account. You know, those are things that you have control over, and you can monitor. If you set those kind of goals, the sales will come all by themselves. Thank you very much. Thank you.